And a very pleasant Sunday morning to you. This is Local Issues Real People Community Affairs Program from Piedmont Communications. I'm your host, J.D. Slade. And Local Issues Real People is brought to you every week by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and focused on community, which is a good thing because our show is actually going to be talking with our sponsor for this program, folks from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I want to welcome Casey Hollins. Casey, exactly what is it that you do with Rappahannock Electric?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me on today. I am the Managing Director for Communications and Public Relations. So I get the fun job of going out and talking about all the wonderful things that we do in our community.
I knew there was something because I asked you before we started. It's like I was giving you the pointers that I usually give people, and she goes, I'm fine. So you know what you're doing.
Yes.
All right. So we are celebrating really a great deal. There are men and women who do the job that we're going to talk about because you're celebrating those folks. It's linemen.
Yes, that's right. Our Rappahannock Electric Cooperative line workers, and we celebrated Line Worker Appreciation Day on April 10th. The National Rural Electric Cooperative Association declared April 10th every year as Lineman Appreciation Day back in 2015, and it's something that we look forward to celebrating so that we can recognize the hard work and the dedication that they put into making sure that our members have reliable electric service all the time.
I have to tell you, when I see the linemen up on those trucks, number one, I have acrophobia. It's just a bear. But it's like I can't imagine being up there and doing that all the time. But they do it day in and day out, 365 days a year to keep electric flowing. And that's great.
That's right. Yeah, they love it. And you know, I've had the opportunity to go up in a bucket with them a few times. It's quite an adrenaline rush. But they are incredibly dedicated to their jobs. They will refer to themselves as a band of brothers. It's a very connected brotherhood, and they take great pride in the work that they do to make sure that our members have electricity when they want it and when they need it. And we've expanded some as well. So our linemen are also focused on bringing broadband to our rural communities. It's a really hardworking group of men, and we don't have any women line workers at REC yet, and hopefully we will in the future.
But I again, the fact that those people get up in those buckets every day and they have to mess around in wires and try and cut tree branches down and so on and so forth, that is an intricate part of work. And let me just take my hat off to all of those linemen who actually do that, because that's a job that I wouldn't want.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
All right. So what exactly does a line worker do?
Well, like you've said, they day in and day out, they are focused on maintaining the electric grid, the power lines, the other equipment that is used to deliver the power to your homes and to our businesses. And if they're not working a power outage, most of the time people are most aware of the linemen out working when their power is out. But when they're not working to restore power outage, they're working on routine maintenance like upgrading the power lines, upgrading and replacing poles, repairing other equipment. We do a lot of inspection of the equipment across our system. And so their job is to make those upgrades so that it's the best that it can be.
When we have a power outage, I think this is where, because we get involved when we have power outages because people are calling us, saying, when is it going to be to return and what's going on? People don't understand that. When you have an outage, you first got to track that outage, figure out where it is, what damage has been done, and then how to attack the problem. So it takes a while to get all that together. How do you deal with that?
It's a very intricate process. There are a lot of teams of people that come together during an outage situation. We often describe it as the time when people are experiencing the worst and that we rise up to our best. And it really depends. What happens is, depending on the extent of damage and where that damage is located, we have an operations center where we have dispatchers that will assign crews to the jobs that they need to go to. Sometimes when the crews go out to a job, they may find more damage at that job site than expected or at that damage location. So they may have to go back to an office to get additional equipment that they weren't prepared for. So it takes a lot of time. But in that restoration process, they're removing downed trees that have fallen onto power lines and maybe even broken poles. Sometimes we have situations where animals, particularly squirrels, will get into equipment. So they're having to remove that animal and make that repair to the equipment. And then in some situations, there are emergency scenes, like a vehicle accident, where they have to come in and secure the scene with our local fire and rescue personnel and then work to make the repairs to get the power back on.
Again, as I mentioned, when we have a power outage, it's like we generally hear about it. And I will say this much. Rappahannock Electric has done wonders in making sure that their customers are aware of what's going on. And if they've still got electricity, they can find out exactly where the delays are and where the problems are. I think that Rappahannock Electric has done a wonderful job in keeping their customers informed about what's going on. And hopefully that's going to lead to some great stuff in the future.
Thank you. Yeah. So during we do that so that our line workers can stay focused on restoring the power. And just like you said, our members can go to our website. We have a very informative outage map, and we also send outage text alerts so anybody can sign up to get those proactive notifications.
So you, if you want to know, you will know.
Yes.
You know, the job that, these men do, it's dangerous. But what type of safety rules and harnesses and things do you have to keep them safe?
Right. So safety is our number one priority, and we equip our linemen with the best protective equipment that they can have so that when they are working the job, they are fully protected. And then we train them throughout their careers to make sure that they are using that equipment properly. If someone is interested in becoming a line worker, it's absolutely an incredible field to consider getting into. And there are opportunities to come and work at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and we would love to have you. They start out as an apprentice, and then they work their way up through a series of STEP program trainings. There are also lineman training schools that people can enroll in and get their required certification so that they can start out with a strong set of skills.
My guest this morning, Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC. And of course, this is Local Issues Real People, brought to you every week by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We're talking about linemen because, of course, REC recognizes these men as the strength of their ability. They are making sure that the power stays on and that they have to go out. If they got to go out 24 hours a day, they're there.
That's right. They are there.
So what does it take to become a line worker?
So a line worker begins as an apprentice. So ideally, someone who's really dedicated to becoming a line worker would enroll in one of the line worker training schools. There's a school right here in Virginia. It's Southside, the Southside Community College Line Worker Program. And there's also a training school in Georgia. They would obtain some primary skills that would make them qualified for an entry-level position. But even at that point, when they come to work in an electric co-op or one of our other utilities, they would typically start out as an apprentice and go through an apprentice program while on the job. It takes 4 years for a lineman to complete that apprentice training program. It includes classwork as well as the hands-on training in the field. And at that point, they become a journeyman. It's not a field that's for everybody. So if you are afraid of heights or if you don't get an adrenaline rush and want to rush out in the midst of a crisis when everybody else wants to stay inside, it might not be the field for you. But when there are power outages, hurricanes, major snowstorms or ice storms, you have to be willing to get up in the middle of the night and go out and work in those extreme conditions.
Now, in listening to what you said it's like it takes about 4 years to actually get everything together so you can become a lineman. So that means that if you decided to get into this, you better be dedicated to it, because it's like once you start, if you drop out, you've wasted a lot of everybody's time.
Sure, you could look at it that way. One of the things that we have started to notice is line workers will come in to the cooperative or to another utility, and that is the job that they will do for however many years they choose. But it's a great way to get yourself ingrained in that company so that doors open for other opportunities. And there are a tremendous amount of other jobs in the utility industry. And we have had linemen who have spent many years working in the field that are now data scientists, or we've had linemen who have been interested in communications and public relations. So you're not signing up for the rest of your life. You can spend the amount of time that you're comfortable with, and then you can hopefully transition to another area and learn even more about the utility industry.
But actually, the fact that you can get your foot in the door, because just like this business, I just walked into the station in 1972. I walked in, I said, I want to be a disc jockey. And that's when the training started.
Yes.
And so again, and as a result, 50 years later, I'm still at it.
That's
so,
right.
Again, I've met a lot of the linemen at Rappahannock Electric. They are dedicated. They really are. And so, and I have yet to hear anybody from REC complain about anything about the job. They don't complain about the pay. They don't complain about having to have to listen to people. So obviously, the family is actually a big part of Rappahannock Electric.
It absolutely is. Our mantra is we take care of our employees so they can take care of our members and our communities. And I think it goes a long way. And that's really one of the reasons why we dedicate April 10th to Line Worker Appreciation Day. And then at REC, we really celebrate them that entire week. So this past week, we were really, we had safety days. So the linemen and all employees were refreshing their safety training skills. And then we had a celebration for the line workers and a token of appreciation for them.
Again,
but we try to do that year round because they do a lot.
They do a lot. And like I say, it's all year long. And you know, when I get the news from the National Weather Service that we got a major storm coming in, those folks at Rappahannock are already out there.
That's right.
Already out there taking care of business. All right. So how does REC show its appreciation?
We try to recognize our employees year round. You know, we really, again, take pride in making sure that they feel like they are taken care of and a part of the family of the cooperative. Again, this past week was Line Worker Appreciation Day on April 10th, and we recognized our line workers that full week. And it's not just line workers. There are lots of key skilled employees, engineers, communications experts, member services staff. So throughout the year, we are recognizing those employees because there are here lately a lot of weeks or days dedicated to recognizing the hard work that our people do.
One of the things that people who are working and who have worked for organizations for a while is the fact that if they feel appreciated, their output increases. And so when they feel like there's an appreciative boss behind them or an appreciative company behind them, they've got to feel even more pride in their work.
Right. And I think, you know, It's a hard job. We have a hard job of providing electricity that is reliable, that is affordable, that is safe. And as I mentioned earlier, we're now working to bring broadband into our rural communities. It is a hard job. And I think that one of the biggest rewards for our workforce is knowing that we are such a critical part of the community. We live and work. Many of us live and work in the same neighborhoods where we're doing the work. So it means a lot for us to know that the hard work that we're doing every day is really giving back to the areas and the people that are important to us.
Again, Rappahannock Electric has made such a statement in making sure that they're involved, because everywhere we go, when we go out, we can count on a display from Rappahannock Electric showing basically what they do. What REC does is important because, of course, it keeps us living. It keeps us going. But let me ask you one more. Can you tell me how important it is to use a generator? Because people are, you know, during the winter, people got into generators, and sometimes those are not the safest things.
Right. And we've talked a lot about safety and how important safety is for our line workers. And it's just as important for our communities to understand how to be safe around electricity. And so when power outages happen, a lot of people pull out their portable generators and they use it for a backup source of power. When a generator is not installed properly, it can backfeed into the electric system, and that can be hazardous to our line workers. But there are also some other critical reminders that we want to give the public. Make sure, and it's storm season, you know, spring and summer months, storms start to pick up. I feel like it's storm season all year round lately. but we want people to isolate their generator, use a generator transfer switch. We can help you get one installed if you need one. Make sure you're connecting appliances appropriately with the right cords, and never set your generator up in an enclosed space because of carbon monoxide poisoning hazards. So just make sure that you're operating and know how to operate your generator safely.
Last year we had a tragedy with a person who ended up passing away because of the improper use of a generator. So again, if people want to ask questions about safety, again, how can they do it?
We have a tremendous amount of information about safety and power line safety and electric safety on our website. And you can find that information at myrec.coop. So that's myrec.coop. And if you ever have a question about something at your home, if you feel like there's an electrical issue and you're just not certain about, we do have experts on staff, and you can give us a call at 1-800-552-3904. We have local member services staff that are happy to talk to you and help you figure out what might be happening at your home or business.
Again, that's just the whole picture of REC. But, you know, again, we want to talk about those men who are up there making sure that the power stays connected. And so Lineman Appreciation Week basically is ending today. But, you know, if you happen to drive by and you see them up there, just wave, toot the horn, because it's like it lets them know that you appreciate their work. Because what they're doing basically is death-defying.
That's right.
Because anything could happen, anything could go wrong at any given time, and boom, there we've lost one. So these gentlemen, and soon to be ladies, they're out there doing it, and they're taking the time to make sure that your house is safe and that your house has lights. Let me ask you, what would you like to say to members who don't know enough about their linemen?
Never hesitate to, if you see one of our linemen out in the field, to stop and thank a lineman. That's what we asked people to do this past week. So if you come across one of them, they may be taking a break and having lunch, please stop and thank a lineman. They really appreciate it. And if you don't ever come in contact directly with them, never hesitate to thank our linemen on our social media channels. They are watching, and it really means a lot to them to hear the appreciation and the feedback from our membership. Again, as I've said previously, they are very dedicated to the work that they do for you, our member owners. They take a lot of pride in making sure that you have what you need, and they're hardworking and committed to the service. They really exemplify the core values of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and we couldn't be more proud of them and the work that they do.
And if somebody's listening to this program, they thought, wow, you know, Rappahannock Electric, that's not bad. They've been around a long time. Maybe I'd like to talk to someone about becoming a lineman.
Absolutely. We do post career opportunities on our website, and there are quite a few out there now, so I'd encourage you to go look at the opportunities. As I said earlier, once you get your foot in the door, lots of doors open to other opportunities that you may not have considered before. So if you have questions about what it's like to become a lineman, you can also reach out to us through the contact information that you can find in the careers section of our website, and we would be more than happy to talk to you or even provide guidance to help you learn more. And one thing to add to that, you mentioned going out into the community and you see us at local events. And one of the things that we do is spend a lot of time trying to educate our young future workers on the career opportunities at the co-op. So we attend a lot of career fairs. Coming up in May, on May 18th and 19th, is the Gaff and Go Lineman's Rodeo. It's an event that's open to the public. So if someone thinks, hey, you know, I might want to do this job, that's a great way to see firsthand the work that they do. The event is all centered around safety and safe practices, but you can see them doing these demonstrations live and in person. Again, it's open to the public. It's at the Meadow Event Park, which is in
Doswell.
Doswell, yes. That's right. And it's on May 18th and 19th. We'd love to have you come.
Again, another great opportunity. I'm talking to seniors who are in high school, getting ready to graduate. College isn't for everybody. And sometimes you got to get ready to start a career when you finish getting that diploma. Well, you could do definitely worse. You could do worse than Rappahannock Electric. And once you get your foot in the door there, boy, you've got a fine career to look forward to.
Yes, you do. And I can attest to that firsthand. As a local from Louisa County, I probably never could have imagined myself working at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I still tell people, it's kind of a joke, that one day when I grow up, I want to be a lineman, because I really admire the work that they do. But if you're interested and you think that it might be a career for you, we would really love to have you. We'd love to talk to you. And there's a lot of ways that we can introduce you to the field and what it would be like to be a line worker.
And to get your foot in the door of a major company like Rappahannock Electric, who are looking out for their employees and looking out for the customers, boy, you really could have a double shot right there.
That's right. You sure could.
All right. So, you know, again, what is it that drives you to try and pass along the word about Rappahannock Electric?
We are really dedicated to the communities that we serve. I mentioned just a moment ago that I am from Louisa County, born and raised. And so the work that I do is literally giving back to people that I've known my entire life. And I see that in my role across all of the communities and the counties that we serve. And so I think it's just tremendously rewarding to know that the work that we're doing is really having an incredibly positive benefit on the lives of people. I'm talking about students who might be doing virtual school from home, the schools that we serve that are bringing up our future leaders, as well as a business owner, someone trying to start a entrepreneurship opportunity that will provide for their families. There's just so many things about what we do that's incredibly rewarding, and that's why I'm proud to work at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative.
And another thing that you brought up was that, you know, the linemen, not only are they working on electric lines, but they're also helping along getting broadband internet access.
Yes. We are partnered with Firefly Fiber Broadband, and we at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative are constructing a fiber network. We're constructing a fiber utility network, but we're also building the fiber network that Firefly will use to deliver broadband service in our rural communities. And that has very much been likened to what it was like. A lot of people don't remember what it was like when the lights first came on. And this is very much like what it was like when the lights first came on. And I know I'm anxiously awaiting the day that I will be able to connect to Firefly broadband service.
There are a lot of people who are just like you,
yes,
in these rural areas. And that's another thing, like I say, with Rappahannock Electric partnering up to go ahead and make sure that they get that broadband access across the area. Again, more reasons to thank Alignment.
That's right. Thank Alignment. Yes. Thank you.
Again, this is we wanted to talk about the people who really are, I mean, they are your foot soldiers. They are your front line, and that is linemen, because it's a dangerous job, and those people who take the job take it very seriously and are committed as much as the cooperative itself.
Yes, they are. We call them our boots on the ground, and it means a lot to us to be able to recognize them and just bring awareness to everyone in the community about the work that they do, about the work that they're doing. As I said, one of the most common time for you to be thinking about our linemen is when your power's out. But they are out there every day. They're out there in those hazardous weather conditions when your power does go out. But they're focused on you every day. And they're very proud of the work that they're doing and want to deliver the best service and quality to you, our membership.
Well, I want to take it personally, and I want to make sure that I thank all those linemen who may be listening, again, because what you do keeps us all going. And sometimes we forget. Sometimes we do forget, but we appreciate everything that you do. Again, if somebody wants to get involved with REC, wants to become a lineman, wants to find out how much fun it can be,
the best way to learn more information about Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is on our website. There's a tremendous amount of information if you're interested in a career opportunity, or if you have questions about electric safety or other services that we provide. So you can go to our website at myrec.coop. That's myrec.coop. Again, we're also happy to talk to you. So give us a call at 1-800-552-3904. I know that you mentioned a few times that we are out and about in the community all the time, and we certainly are. So if there's something that you have going on in your community and you would like us to be a part of it, give us a call and let us know. We'd be happy to support you.
Because it's an opportunity to find out exactly what being in a cooperative means. My guest this morning, Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, thank you so much for being
thank
on the program.
You.
I'll give you one last plea to, of course, recognize those people who make this thing work.
Yes, please take a moment and thank Alignment. Lineman Appreciation Week may be over, but that doesn't mean that you can that you can't say thank you. So please take a moment to thank Alignment. You can do that on our social media channels. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter, and we would love to hear from you.
Casey, when we started the program, you said, I got this. You did. You did well. You did extremely well.
Thank you
so much for being on the show. That is Local Issues Real People for this week. Again, if you happen to see a lineman, just toot the horn, thank them, because what they do keeps you living. Local Issues Real People is brought to you every week by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and focused on you. For Local Issues Real People, I'm J.D. Slade.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
A hero's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.